My fellow brethren, brothers and sisters, I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. I hope you are fine and you are looking forward with great expectation to receive something from the Lord. Thank you for your prayers. I would like to take the scripture reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 24 to 26. And Joseph said to his brethren, I am dying, but God will surely feast you and bring you out of this land to the land of which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Then Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, God will surely feast you, and you shall carry up my bones from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. May God add his blessings upon the reading of the word of God. Our sharing today is about he gave us strong consolation. When somebody is looking for consolation, he must be passing through difficult times and hardship. And the children of Israel, they really needed consolation. So when Joseph was alive, he looked in the stretch of time and he saw that it will come a time whereby the children of Israel will be passing through difficult times and moment. So God spoke to Joseph that when you die, your bones will not be buried. All other men of Israel were buried. When Abraham was buried, Isaac was buried, and even Jacob or Israel was buried, and all other sons of Jacob. But the only man who died and was not buried until the fulfillment of the prophecy was Joseph. So when Joseph was near to die, he instructed his fellow brethren that when I die, you will not bury my body or my bones, just embalm them and put them in a coffin. So it was a spiritual significance showing that in the latter times, also our Lord Jesus, who is our present Joseph, when he was about to leave this world, he instructed his disciples that I will die and you will put my body in the grave, but on the third day I'll resurrect again and I will come back in the form of the Holy Spirit. And we see that Joseph here was instructing his fellow people that when he die, let them embalm him and put him in a coffin. But here today, we have something more precious than the coffin of Joseph. We have the Holy Scripture, whereby every scripture is revealing Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when the taskmasters came and they started oppressing the children of Israel, the children of Israel represented the church, the called out, the beloved, the elect. They were passing through difficult conditions and difficult moments, and they wanted consolation and also strong consolation. So when they were being beaten by the taskmasters and being oppressed by the Egyptians, they were having a good moment, maybe in the evening time when they were coming out of the work, out of those heavy duty of making bricks. They were passing through where the coffin of Joseph was, and they opened the coffin and looked at the bones of Joseph, and they received consolation. Maybe you are passing also difficult moments at your workplace, different places where you are staying or working. After work, you need to have time and come back home or come back to your office, and then open not the coffin of Joseph, but open the Bible, and you will see the bones, which is the scriptures And then you can open the scripture and receive consolation from the Lord Jesus. So our consolation is coming from above. Our consolation is coming from the scriptures to come forth and even to heal and to erase anything which the devil has been using to torment you. So when the children of Israel were passing there daily, it was representing that when people are passing through difficult moments, you need to spare time to have fellowship to your God, open the Bible, and receive consolation from the Word of God. No man can give you consolation. Consolation only comes from the Lord Jesus, who is the great comforter and the order and the finisher of our salvation. So it came a time whereby the children of Israel were about to leave Egypt. And then Moses received instruction from the Lord that you must carry the bones of Joseph to the promised land. We have received instruction by the Holy Spirit that we must meditate upon the word of the Lord on this pilgrimage journey in order for us to overcome, just as the children of Israel, in order for them to overcome on those wilderness pilgrim journey, they were supposed to carry the bones of Joseph all the way. Here we are commanded to carry the word of the Lord, apostolic teaching and prophetic teaching, the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, which Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. So when they were passing through the countries of the enemies or their neighbors, they were carrying the crediting in their midst. Also we are passing through many nations, nations of diseases, nations of sickness, nations of depression, nations of stress. We are passing through many nations, but we are carrying the word of the Lord in our heart, which is bringing consolation upon our life. So my brothers, my sisters, I know that no man can give you consolation. Only consolation comes by the word of the Lord. And when you can open the word of God and have a revelation from the word of God, you will receive consolation. In the book of Job, chapter 15, verse 11, the Bible says here, "Are the consolation of God too small for you, and the word spoken gently with you?" In the book of Job, chapter 15, verse 11, the Bible says here that the consolation of the Lord is not small. The consolation of the Lord is so strong, and God has sent a strong consolation to uplift his people from a different level in order for them to rise up and speak the word of life upon every situation or condition, and say that Jesus is alive. Also in the book of Job, chapter 21, verse 2, the Bible says, "Listen carefully to my speech, and let this be your consolation." This is the time to listen carefully to the speech of the Lord Jesus, and you will receive your consolation. No matter what situation or condition you are in, listen carefully to the word of the Lord, and then you receive consolation from the Lord Jesus. In the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 25, there was a man by the name of Simeon who was living in the time whereby the Messiah was about to come, and this man was waiting in the temple daily. And this man was waiting to see the Messiah. And the word of the Lord came to him that you will not die until you see the Messiah. This man was Simeon, the man who was able to hear gently and carefully. And he received consolation, and he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. Yeah, that was the really wonderful moment. We are also waiting for the consolation of the church. When the church is getting ready for the rapture, that is the great consolation. And the ministry is working day and night to bring the word of consolation upon the church so that the church can get stronger and stronger. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 11, the Bible says that Jerusalem will receive consolation, or the milk of consolation, or consolation from the bosom of the Lord. Also, we are receiving the milk of the word, consolation from the bosom of the Lord. The ministry is bringing the word to his people, precious children, precious beloved bride. Wherever you are, my brothers and sisters, I know that situations are getting tougher and tougher, and the condition is getting very tricky on this world. But we know that our consolation comes from above, and the Lord is so concerned about his church, and he has not left the church as an oven, but the Lord is so concerned about our welfare. So this is the right time for you to receive strong consolation. And when you receive strong consolation, you will be a strong church, a strong believer, a strong minister. You will comfort other people with the word of the Lord. May God bless you and give you more grace, more and more abundantly as we wait for the coming of the Lord Jesus. Continue praying for one another, and remember me in prayers till we meet in the next session. God bless you. Amen. Shalom. Hallelujah. Amen.